Welcome in, everybody, to Texans Telestrator. I'm your host, John Harris, alongside the head coach, Bill O'Brien. Coach, great win yesterday, 45-21. We're going to take a look at, well, the first touchdown of the game, a touchdown by Ryan Griffin. Coach, I don't know if I've seen you guys use this scheme before, but when you look at what Tennessee was doing, it seems like it's the perfect play call. Not to build you up that much more, but it seemed like it was the perfect play call for this particular moment. And we'll start with Ryan starting over here as an outside receiver, and he motions over and shifts over to a fullback position. Take us through the rest, if you don't mind.
I think a lot of the things that we do, Johnny, we just try to give different looks to some of the plays that we run. You know, we've run this play for a lot of years, and it's always been a pretty successful play. This is just a different look we gave to it, where we started Ryan outside here wide, motioned him to a near set in the backfield, and then free release him out of the backfield. Now, what you see here is what ends up happening is Tennessee brings what we call blitz one. So they actually end up rushing five, and they really don't drop anybody out on Ryan Griffin. So Fitzy does a great job of coming out and throwing basically a hot route to Griff, who's wide open for the touchdown.
Makes a great throw, gets out there, and then, of course, Ryan gets to the end zone. We'll take a look at the end zone view. I think a nice piece on this. We always talk about Arian Foster, the receiver, the running back. It's a nice pickup here when he gets the blitz in the A-gap of picking up this blitzer right here. When he gets that blitzer coming in, he gets that right there, and that gives Fitzy just a little bit more time to get that ball out.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting here because in this blitz scheme here that they're running, his Arian's linebacker is right here, number, 54 there, and he comes in the opposite A-gap from where Arian's protecting to, so Arian has to come on the other side and go pick this guy up in the A-gap from the dot position, which is right behind the quarterback. That's a tough pickup. He does a good job of getting in the way and letting Fitzy get the throw off.
A few plays later, you get a little bit of A-gap blitz here on Zach Mettenberger. And he's going to throw you one. Jonathan Joseph making a great play. Coach, take us through this one.
Yeah, again, I think that our guys do a really good job during the week of preparing these guys, what they're going to see from different sets. And here you can see Tennessee motion to a bunch. And what happens then is the communication between all of these DBs, Kendrick Lewis to Demo over here at corner, the safety back here, D-man communicating to J-Jo where his help is, and then J-Jo understanding the split of that receiver, being able to see the quarterback through the route of the receiver, if that makes sense. So you can see J-Jo bailing with his back to the sideline and seeing through the receiver. He can read the quarterback's eyes, read the trajectory of the ball, be able to step in front and intercept the ball.
And then you got guys making blocks. So unfortunately, steps out at the 20, but gave your offense another opportunity. But you'll see the end zone view. You can see the blitz here by Justin and by Brian getting there, but at least getting in his face a little bit right there in the A-gaps. They're going to follow one another and at least force that throw. And then the one thing that I noticed is I was never going to intercept the ball, but I could at least make that hit. And you'll see Daniel Manning, boom, with the big hit right there. Legal. Sets a tone, and all of a sudden you're going with the ball the other way. And yeah. Daniel Manning's going to go make a block after making a big hit.
I think you make a good point here on the blitz. You know, if you can rewind it to the blitz here, that's really what allows this interception to happen. Again, it's all 11 guys working together, Cushing and Tuggle, pressuring Mettenberger. He gets rid of it a little bit earlier than he wanted to. Doesn't have as much mustard on the throw. Good hit by D-man. A lot of guys working together here. And a good play for our defense.
Jonathan Joseph is off to the races, running like Walter Payton. All right, we are putting the Tennessee Titans win in the rearview mirror. It's moving on to Jacksonville. And a defense that, Coach, they can run. They might be young, but they're aggressive. They fly to the football. And this is against the New York Giants this past Sunday. The Giants just trying to run an outside play, and you'll see how disruptive this front can be. I know that's got to be a worry for you. Take us through what you see from the Jaguars front here.
Yeah, this is a very strong defense, Johnny. I mean, these guys play aggressively. They're a four-down front, 4-3 defense. They have a strong secondary. Their front seven is a very, very stout front seven, and they're always on the move. So we've got to do a really good job here of understanding that we're going to have to block moving targets. They're not just going to line up and rush straight ahead and let us block straight ahead targets, standing still targets. It's going to be a lot of moving targets, and our guys are going to have to be up to that challenge.
And you can see the one thing that they always do is they are always swarming around the football. You see these linebackers, fast flow, they're going to get there. Red Bryant does a nice job disrupting, and then you got linebackers flying to the football.
Yeah, what you see here is a pirate stunt by Jacksonville. And so what Red Bryant and the other guys up front do very well is they redirect. So once they stunt inside, you'll see him read the play and be able to redirect back and make the play. That's how athletic, big, and strong these guys are up front. Again, like I said, it's a big challenge for our offensive line.
Absolutely. Flipping over the offensive side of the ball, we all know that Blake Bortles is the beginning, the here, and the now for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The one thing that maybe haven't seen as much, Coach, quarterback that can move in this manner, the way that Blake can. He presents some trouble
right.
getting out of the pocket. And this is an example of that against the Giants, backed up a little bit. He actually has a big scramble here that gets him out of there and gets him into some scoring territory later in the drive.
Yeah, he's a big guy, Johnny. He's a really good thrower of the football, obviously. But for a big guy, he's very athletic. He can run. And so our guys have to do a good job of understanding that, because when you let him out of the pocket, just like all these quarterbacks that are athletic that can run like this, that's where they make a lot of plays when they're able to get out of the pocket.
He shows some pretty good pocket mechanics here. He gets six. But he finds a little bit of a seam to move up, and it looks like he wants to throw, but he realizes, hey, I've got some room here. I'm going to go pick up as much as I can. That's got to be a worry, him getting out of the pocket.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean, you have a 25, 30-yard gain right there. Those are chunk plays where he doesn't even have to throw the ball because he's out of the pocket here. And we've got to do a good job of keeping our rush lane integrity, keeping him in the pocket, and forcing him to throw the football.
Brought the Jaguars back from behind, 25-24. He's a rookie with a lot of potential. I know, Coach, you know all about him, having studied in the draft process. It's going to be a tough one down at Jacksonville, but the Texans are going to get it done. I know Coach O'Brien and the guys will definitely be ready. Head to HoustonTexans.com. You can see all of the different versions of the broadcast, condensed version. You get the all 22. It's a great find for you football minds to go out there and watch. You don't get the Telestrator, but that's why you watch us each and every week. For Coach O'Brien, I'm John Harris. We'll see you next time, everybody.